my balls was hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for decision. The judges score the contest 30-26, 29-28, and 29-28 for the winner by unanimous decision, Jussie Formiga.
All right, I'm here with the winner, Jussie Formiga. First of all, congratulations. A difficult fight and perhaps a frustrating fight for you at the end. You were riding his back, but you were unable to get a choke or advance that position. When you hear the boos like this, does this bother you at all?
Olha só, isso aí é uma... Ele tá perguntando se você, na hora que tava naquela situação ali, você te incomodou, você querendo pegar o pescoço dele, escutando essa vaia, te incomoda?
Ah, faz parte, com certeza, né? A gente que é lutador de grappling geralmente nunca agrada, mas a gente tá aqui pra lutar MMA, não tá aqui pra lutar nenhuma modalidade. Então, isso faz parte do MMA e o importante é o resultado positivo no final da luta.
Really doesn't bother me. That is MMA. We gotta do what you gotta do to get the win and go for the next step.
Sergio Pettis is a top contender, number two in the world. You most likely take his position now, and you do have a split decision loss to the current champion, Henry Cejudo. So this puts you in an excellent position in the flyweight division.
Ele é o número dois na divisão, você acabou de ganhar dele e você teve uma split decision com o Cejudo. Isso te põe numa posição ótima. O que você quer dizer?
Quero dizer que Cejudo, you're next, man. Eu quero lutar com o Cejudo, com certeza. Ele é o próximo da fila, a gente lutou há três anos atrás, mas agora eu quero a minha chance.
I want to fight Cejudo. Cejudo's next.
Congratulations on your victory, sir. Jussie Formiga, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 49 seconds of the third round, declaring the winner by knockout, Derek the Black Beast Lewis.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand. Listen, man, what you just did was absolutely phenomenal. That was an incredible comeback victory, and it shows one of the reasons why people love to watch you fight, that you can put it all to bed with one shot.
I told them boys, I got number heart. You know, they keep underestimating me. I ain't all that technical and all that, but I'm getting there.
No one will question your heart, sir, after this. This is a come-from-behind knockout, the likes that we haven't seen in a long time. And you were looking for that big haymaker all night. You found it in the last minute of the fight.
I forgot. A few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got to knock this Russian out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin, they're talking about USA and his whole.
Listen, Derek, you came into this fight the number two contender with that knockout. You're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. What you talking about right now? I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. I don't have no gas tank right there.
Listen, Derek, you're one of the most entertaining guys in the sport. Congratulations on an amazing victory. And thank you very much for a really, really entertaining fight.
Thanks for having me. Man, get ready, girl. I'm going deep.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of round two, Anthony Pettis' quarter has called a stop to this fight. Declaring the winner by TKO, Tony El Kukui Ferguson.
805-231, I love you, baby. XTA. Home team. Christina, I'm on Anthony.
I'm here with the winner, Tony Ferguson. First of all, Tony, welcome back, and thank you for an amazing performance. That was incredible. What a wild fight for as long as it lasted.
Where you at, McNuggets, you piece of shit? I'm gonna kick your ass! If Khabib don't do it, I will! Son of a bitch, I'll give you a proper ass whooping any day.
Let's get back to the Pettis fight, because that was a wild fight, man. First of all, What a quick turnaround from your knee surgery to come back. Was there any concern at all that you would rush this?
No, man. No.
Now, you fought one of the best strikers in the division, walked him down, but you did get clipped at one point in the fight. How bad were you hurt?
I had fun in there. There wasn't nobody was going to take this time from me. I went in there and acted like it was sparring. I missed this for 1 year. You fans are amazing. I love you. I'm not going to talk no more. I'm done. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, UFC. I'm back.
First of all, Anthony, thank you for a wild fight for as long as it lasted. And it looked like you were having a great time out there.
Hell yeah, I had a great time. I'll do it again. I broke my hand. The one I hit him with broke my hand, man. So I tried to put him away. It started hurting when I was throwing it, so I lost a big weapon in there. But no, hey, no fucking excuses. Tony's a tough Mexican, bro. Thanks for the fight.
Well, listen, this was the old Anthony Pettis. You came out wild. You came out creative. You clipped him. You had him hurt at one point in time.
That's a tough guy, bro. I hit him with the right hand. I felt my hand shatter. I'm like, you know, I should have choked him out, but he's a soldier, bro. I tested that leg, his leg. He withstood it, but I just started to put on the show for all the fans and have a good time doing it, man. So thank y'all for coming here, bro. Had a great time. Can't wait to do it again.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for an amazing fight. Anthony Pettis, ladies and gentlemen.
What round they rise and find ass at?